Afternoon. You know, as we push into this week's OTAs, it's a big week for us. We had a team building activity today. You know, of course, we have some veteran guys out in the community doing things that are community related. Ben's got a big event, as I'm sure you know. But we've got a lot on the table this week. Got a rookie luncheon. We'll practice at the stadium toward the latter part of the week. It's just some June type things in terms of team development, but the process is going well. But specifically, I just wanted to address the Mike Adams situation. Obviously, it's an unfortunate one. He's very, very blessed to be in the position that he's in terms of we expect a full recovery from him. I visited with him a couple days this weekend. He's got great team support, family support. We expect a full recovery. He realizes, of course, how fortunate that he is. We're just glad that he is going to be okay. And we're just taking it day by day. Obviously, they expect a full recovery. Some of the timelines and so forth that has been reported is accurate. I guess they're expecting 6 weeks or so. He's going to go through a couple weeks of inactivity until he can proceed with the next step. But obviously, the next step for him is just getting out of the hospital. We expect that to come within the next 24 hours, and then he'll proceed from there. I'll be happy to address any questions that you guys might have.
Coach, did he talk about the incident at all, sir?
He did. Again, I'm not going to touch on it in great detail. I think that, you know, the officers got some work to do in that regard. I'll let them do it. But obviously, he's a victim of an unfortunate circumstance.
What's the reaction been like from everyone?
They've been very supportive more than anything else. You know, we recognize the world we live in, and things like this are capable of happening. Not that we accept it. We just understand it's capable of happening. But more than anything, I think it's shown us an opportunity for the team to be supportive of him, and they've done so.
When you see something like that happen to Mike, how concerned are you that that could happen to somebody else on the team, or is it just wrong place at the right
time? It goes beyond the team. I just think as members of this community, we need to recognize that some things going on in the South Side that make it a dangerous place, particularly after hours, and we all need to take proper precautions, and hopefully, as a community, we'll take the steps necessary to ensure that this doesn't happen to anyone, whether it's a Pittsburgh Steeler or no.
Anybody else?
Mike, Steve McClendon's shows some interest in being a three-down guy. Is that a possibility, or is he you're more worried of him learning?
I don't have Steve or anyone in the box. If he shows that he's capable of helping us through three downs, I'll utilize him. So tell him I said that.
Mike, what day is going to be at the stadium?
It'll be the latter part of the week. Thursday's the target as we sit here today.
Hey, Mike, when do you start sorting out the running back situation? Do you wait till training camp?
Or? When we put clothes on. You know, right now this is an opportunity to teach and help guys grow and develop and put them in position to compete in a training camp like said, and I just think that that's appropriate. I think the decisions that are made this time of year are usually wrong ones because our game is one that's played in pads.
Like Marcus Wheaton's not allowed for minicamp?
We're taking it day by day. His report date is, what, the 14th, so, you know, he's going to miss an opportunity to do a majority of things. I think that is his report date. I'm going to touch base with him at the latter part of this week and make plans in that regard. Hadn't done a lot of work in that area because we knew he'd be ineligible to participate. As we get closer to the next week, we'll get a hard sense of where he is and make the necessary arrangements. Just understand this. In the big scheme of things, it's going to be minimal. He'll get plenty of opportunities to show what he's capable of and prepare himself to be a part of our outfit and help us. We've dealt with this in the past, and really in the big scheme of things, it's kind of been a non-issue. It creates some short-term discomfort, but these guys are professionals and capable of dealing with it.
Mike, have you seen enough of Jarvis Jones to form any first impressions yet?
No.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.